This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
My husband and I are morning regulars at a local coffee shop. There are about a half a dozen other regulars, too, including a couple with a two-year-old. The two-year-old is, well, a two-year-old. Noisy, cruising the shop, sometimes yanking the newspaper out of hands of customers.
And you're wondering how much you are ethically required to deal with.
Right. It might take a village to raise a child, but I think I have a right to decide if I'm going to be part of that village or not.
How about complaining to the manager?
Ah, the coward's way out. We tried that. The manager said he wasn't going to get in the middle of it.
Oh, you got the coward's response. How about telling the parents directly?
Well, we've tried indirectly. You know, glaring when the kid's under our feet or grabbing at our papers.
And they're not responding to this subtle criticism?
No, but the other regulars don't seem to mind. They're more sociable with one another, and they really do seem to enjoy the toddler's antics.
I think you've lost this one, Denny. Sometimes what is reasonable to expect of other people is a matter of convention. Some coffee shops sound like libraries, and others look like daycare centers. Ultimately, majority rules, and if the other regulars thought that this child was out of line, the parents would be shopping for a new coffee shop. Or a switch. Ethically speaking, your choice is to become kid-friendly or find a coffee shop whose environment is more to your quiet liking.
How do you compromise for community? Tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Or write to us, comment@ethicallyspeaking.org. We'd love to hear from you. This show is a co-production of the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.